You are listening to IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service. Welcome to the reading of the Dubuque Telegraph Herald for this date, June 27th. Support for this reading comes from the Dupaco R. W. Heffer Foundation. I'm Marge.
And Helen.
And here is our first story.
Tuberculosis testing prompts further tests. An event last month in Dubuque found an unusually high 26% positivity rate. A recent tuberculosis testing event hosted by Dubuque County health care providers found a high enough positivity rate to warrant further testing, officials said. Of 58 people who received a free TB test at the event last month at Flora Park in Dubuque, 26% tested positive, according to Health Department Interim Executive Director Samantha Cloft. The next step is to find out if they have active or latent TB, because depending on that result, the aftercare strategy looks different, she said. They are setting up appointments to get x-rays to determine the status of their TB. The 26% positivity rate, even in a small sample of 58, is significantly high, Clough said, prompting officials to plan for additional testing. Tuberculosis has a rate of 2.7% in the United States, with an estimated 1% U.S.-born and 13% for non-U.S.-born individuals, she said. That's why we want to test again. We're hoping that we can do it again in the fall, before the start of school, or when we do flu clinics. The free tests were given through Iowa Department of Public Health's relatively new tuberculosis control program. Their goal is to start doing more testing events in order to detect TB in communities, because some people can live with TB for years without knowing they have it, Claus said. Tuberculosis is an infectious disease that primarily affects the lungs. Some people who contract the disease have no symptoms and have latent tuberculosis, which is not contagious. However, that can develop into active tuberculosis, which causes sickness and can spread to others, according to Mayo Clinic. Symptoms of the disease include a persistent cough, coughing up blood mucus, chest pain, weight loss, fatigue, fever, night sweats, chills, and loss of appetite. It can also affect other parts of the body, causing symptoms based on the organs involved, according to Mayo Clinic. TB typically spreads when people live or work close together in a concentrated place, such as hospitals, universities, and the military. You can live for years not knowing you or realizing you have it, then get more and more sick over time and spread it to others. You can have TB of your nervous system. You can have it in your bone marrow. You can have it in your gastrointestinal tract. Schultz said testing for tuberculosis is important due to its danger to people with compromised immune systems, people with transplants, people with HIV, or people on modern immunosuppressant drugs. The so-called biologicals are all at risk. A healthy immune system does not kill TB. Rather, the system contains the disease, allowing it to sit inside people for many years. Tests, however, have become far more sophisticated, and once people test positive, they usually can rid themselves of the disease with several months of one or more drugs, Schultz said. As local providers continue to plan their next public testing event, some residents who heard about previous tests are being proactive, Claus said. People have come to the VNA and Crescent to get tested from hearing about it in the community, she said.
Examining Dubuque County from ground up. Dubuque County stretches from the forested land northwest of Luxembourg, southeast to the tiny town of Swingle, straddling the county line west to the North Fork Maquoketa River and its small tributaries, and northwestward to the leafy trees and bluff top river views of Balltown. Its rolling hills, with good clay in the hills and black dirt on the bottom, Dubuque County farmer Wayne Kramer said when describing the land, is the breadbasket of the world. The area within Dubuque County's boundaries encompasses 617 square miles, or 394,000 acres. Within those 617 square miles are 9 square miles of water, leaving 608 square miles of land. It's a county that has the best of both worlds in terms of recreational opportunity and agricultural productivity, said Larry Trennell. Dairy field specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. It's very scenic, but it also has very productive agricultural land. The 608 square miles of land makes Dubuque County the 21st biggest of the 99 Iowa counties in square miles. Behind the 900 plus square mile, Cassis and Pottawatomie counties, the state's largest counties, and 226 square miles larger than Iowa's smallest county, Dixon. About 80% of Dubuque County's 380,920,000 land acres are considered farmland by the U.S. government once every 5 years census of agriculture. So it's safe to say a large portion of the county is rural. However, a population of 99,266 makes Dubuque County the 8th most populous in the state. With Dubuque ranking 11th in the state in population of Iowa cities with its 57,000 residents. Dubuque County Assessor Billy Selby describes the county as a premier rural with large pockets of urban land located along Highway 20 corridor. The assessor is an appointed county official who assesses the value of property within the jurisdiction. Selby succeeded the retiring David Kubik as the county assessor in 2021. Selby worked under Kubik since 2016, and he worked in the assessor's office in Linn County before coming to Dubuque. Thanks to his role, Selby is familiar with Dubuque County, varied types of land. I see vast amounts of good cattle ground, lots of hills and river and creek areas between Dubuque and Dyersville. And then Cascade, there are a lot of small towns with church and maybe a bar. One of the changes I had when I came here from Linn County was that there wasn't a Casey's in every town. On the other hand, that area doesn't have the Field of Dreams or the Mississippi River as places to sit and have lunch either. The city of Dubuque has its own assessor, Troy Pressner. He formerly served as the city's chief deputy assessor before filling a vacancy created by the retirement of Rick Angleton in 2019. Patzner had been the chief deputy assessor for the city since November, and prior to that post, he served as the Jackson County, Iowa assessor. A closer look at Dubuque County's land reveals a portrait of value, usage, property, and ownership. Here's a short look at some of these things. 53,311. The total number of parcels of land in Dubuque County. 10,425, the average value for an acre of Dubuque County farmland as of December, according to an annual study to Iowa State University. 30,725 acres of land exempt from property taxes in Dubuque County, outside of the city of Dubuque. 18,000 acres of the county's land that are exempt from property taxes due to an incentive to maintain woodland areas, about 58% of the tax-exempt land. 1,704 parcels within the city of Dubuque that have some sort of tax exemption, either because they are owned by a tax-exempt organization, such as a school, a church, benevolent organization, or a government entity, or because a portion of the property has a tax exempt due to urban revitalization, industrial exemptions, or forest reserve qualifications. 612, the amount of tax exempt parcels in the city that are categorized as Municipal City of Dubuque, according to Patzner. 300, the approximate number of Dubuque County agricultural landowners listed in the assessor's office. 1,876,250. The assessed value of a home at 2012 San Sebastian Drive, a single-family home. 2,303,620. The assessed value of a home on 1834 Creekwood Drive, single-family home. 61,978. 594,000, the assessed value of Diamond Joe Casino, which is the property with the highest assessed value in the city of Dubuque. 13, the number of counties created out of the original and much larger Dubuque County, which had been created on July 3, 1836. When the Wisconsin Territory was created and included lands that would become Iowa.
Person who makes a difference. Dubuque Man works to bring volunteer groups together and ensure food sustainability. Tim Loffelholz sees the goal of his volunteer work as bringing people and organizations together to help others. Through various agencies, really my goal is to get more people involved and have some of these great volunteer organizations work together to help out each other's clientele or each other's organizations, he said. The Dubuque resident has volunteered with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach's Dubuque County Master Gardeners Program since 2016 and Dubuque Salvation Army since 2018. He currently serves as president and chairman, respectively, of the two organizations' boards. Loffelholz has enjoyed gardening since he was a child. He said becoming a master gardener opened him to other volunteer opportunities, including with food pantries. I have a passion for food sustainability, he said. I don't feel people in Dubuque, or anywhere for that matter, but particularly in Dubuque, should be going hungry. He also helped start a garden at the Salvation Army to supply its food pantry. The last 2 years, we've taken 1,000 pounds of produce out of the Salvation Army garden, Loffelholz said. I was stunned when we were able to pull that much out of there. Loffelholz noted that volunteers with the Salvation Army run a mobile food pantry and take some of the food to senior living apartments. Lovell Holtz and other volunteers with a Master Gardener program and Salvation Army also work with Jolene Koopman, coordinator of Caregiver Resource Center at Stonehill Communities, to provide cooking classes to caregivers and create other volunteer opportunities. Sandy Helgerson, County Director of Dubuque County UISU Extension, said Lawful Holtz is a leader of the Master Gardener's most engaged volunteer group. "He's really involved," she said. "He wears a lot of hats, yet he still works full-time and finds the time to be pretty involved with the Extension office. His leadership is meaningful." Lawful Holtz said there is no end of opportunities for people in Dubuque to volunteer, but the key is finding something that drives their passion. "For me, I think the beauty of volunteering is it not only helps out some community members, but I also think it helps out brain health during these troubled times," he said. "There's a sense of worth and satisfaction just knowing you've helped some other people out."
New shuttle service helps Dubuque's North End residents access Floral Pool. Isaac Pacheco and Branson Loveholtz used to go to Dubuque's Sutton Swimming Pool every day during the summer. When they heard the pool would be closed this year, they felt a part of their summer was stolen. "I was pissed," said Branson, 15. "It didn't seem fair." On Friday afternoon, though, the two boarded the city's new free shuttle service, rode 30 minutes, and stepped out to find themselves in front of Floral Pool. Even though it was late June, it was their first pool day of the summer. "It's packed," said Isaac, 16, as he and Lofos got into line to enter the facility. The city had been providing free transportation this summer to Floral Pool for North End residents who no longer can walk to Sutton Pool to go swimming. The service picks up residents of Sutton and several other stops. The city developed a route after deciding to only open Floral this summer amid staffing shortages. The 7-day route, which runs throughout the summer, will cost the city $39,000. As of Thursday, the shuttle service had transported 184 passengers since starting on June 3rd. City Transportation Service Director Ryan Yucky said city staff didn't have expectations about how many people would use the route, but he so far has heard good comments from the people using it. "So far, riders are happy with the service, and there has been no request to modify it. We weren't sure what we would see on this route." About 65% of the Floral Shuttle solo ridership are those younger than 18. City Council member Danny Sprank, who represents the North End, said the service is essential this summer to provide local youth access to Floral, but he stressed the importance of also working to reopen Sutton next year. Recreation Division Manager Dan Croger said the city so far has hired 43 lifeguards for this summer. While that number allows the city to safely and efficiently operate Floral, officials still do not have enough staff to open Sutton. Nyaki said, "Overall ridership numbers for Dubuque Public Transportation Service indicate that in addition to using the free shuttle service, people are taking other routes to get to Floral. Several routes throughout the city that make stops at or near the pool are seeing increases in daily passenger. We are seeing an increase in some of our general routes. Naki said. Isaac Buccio and Branson Loflett initially were weary about taking the shuttle service, but after one trip, they saw themselves as returning to Floral many more times this summer. It's only like a 30-minute ride, so we'll probably go more, Branson said. It's nice that it's free.
News in brief. Joe Davies, county state's attorney, files charges against former East Dubuque mayor. Joe Davies, county state attorney, has filed charges against a former East Dubuque mayor over a 9/11 call the latter placed. Kirk Van Ostrand is charged in Joe Davies County Circuit Court with two counts of disorderly conduct for misuse of 9/11, with one count as a Class A misdemeanor and one count as a Class 4 felony, according to state's attorney Chris Allendorf. If convicted, both charges could result in a fine of up to $10,000 each. The charges stem from an incident involving Van Ostrand and East Dubuque Police on April 21st. Police reported that Van Ostrand called City Hall at around 6 p.m. while a city council meeting was underway. Police Chief Luke Kovacic reportedly told Van Ostrand that he would not speak with him and informed him to call 911 if he had an emergency. Shortly after 6:10 p.m., police report a 9/11 call was made about not breathing at City Hall, though there was no such incident occurring there at the time. Authorities traced the call to Van Ostrand's residence on Peach Street. When questioned by police, Van Ostrand admitted to making the call and said he was having difficulty breathing, but was fine now. Kovacic later recommended that Van Ostrand be charged with disorderly conduct. Van Ostrand's preliminary hearing on the charges is scheduled for July 13th. Van Ostrand did not answer a call seeking comment for this story, and his voice mailbox was not accepting charges.
Dyersville Bookstore, Coffee Shop, Gift Store set to open. Dyersville, Iowa, a new bookstore, coffee shop, and gift store soon will open in Dyersville. Asian Square, 2224 2nd Avenue Northeast, will open on Wednesday, June 29th. The store is located in the same building as the restaurant. The store will operate under limited hours until Monday, July 4th. Those hours can be found on the Asian Square Facebook. Then the store is regular hours will begin. They are 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday and 6:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday. The store will be closed on Sunday. Events will be held at Aslan Square once per week, and more information on dates and event details can be found on the Facebook page and at aslansquaredyersville.com. The Dubuque Police and Dubuque County Sheriff Apartments reported Angela M. Glad, 43, of 1325 King Street, was arrested at 1:48 Saturday at her residence on charges of domestic assault and child endangerment. Joshua Huppert, 40, of 14, 14674th North Cascade Road, was arrested at 9:55 p.m. Thursday at his residence on charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of drugs, paraphernalia, and other, and operating while intoxicated. Christy Denlinger, 41, of 1266 Prairie du Chien, was arrested at 9:46 p.m. Thursday at her residence on two counts of child endangerment and one account of domestic assault. Kendall Schiff, 45. No permanent address, was arrested at 409 Thursday at Advanced Auto Parts. Thiessen's Home Farm Auto 2900 Dodge reported a theft of tools. Jennifer Perry, Central Avenue, apartment 4, reported a burglary at her residence of $2,200. Hirschback Motor Lines, 2460 Kerper Boulevard, reported the theft of a vehicle worth $200,000 from the business at about 3:05 p.m. Wednesday. These are the obituaries.
John Etienne, age 74, Dubuque, completed his earthly journey on June 22, 2022, at Luther Manor, Grand Meadows, in Asbury, with his loving family by his side. To honor John's life, his massive Christian burial will be held on Thursday, June 30th at 10:30 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church on Piasta Street in Piasta, Iowa, with Reverend Michael Schuler and John Haugen officiating. Family and friends are invited to visit 1 hour prior to the service at the church and also at John's celebration of life, which will be held from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m. at the Barrington Lakes Pavilion, 11197 Lakeview Drive in Dubuque, following his services at the church. Full military honors will be accorded by the Dubuque Marine Corps League, and burial will be at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Dubuque. John was born on December 3, 1947, in Columbus, Ohio, the son of Joseph A. and Henry and Nancy Novak Etienne. He was raised with a strong work ethic, an innate sense of integrity, and a natural drive and determination to make the most out of every opportunity which would present itself throughout his life. John graduated in 1969 from South Dakota School of Mines and Technology with a BS degree in chemical engineering. John married his soulmate, Jacqueline Wieland, on June 7, 1969 in Rapid City, South Dakota. He served in Vietnam from 79, from September of 1970 to September of 1971. In 1979, he went to work for John Deere. After 31 years, he retired in May of 2010. John and Jackie were blessed with two wonderful children. John was a devoted husband and father. Those left behind to cherish the memory of John include his beautiful bride of 53 years, Jackie Etienne, his two loving children, five adored grandchildren, along with numerous extended family, friends, and neighbors. In lieu of flowers, donations in John's name may be made to Hospice of Dubuque, the Special Olympics of South Dakota, or Luther Manor Grand Meadows. Online condolences may be shared with John's family at www.tristatecremationcenter.com. Jimmy J. Langman, Kingwood, Texas. Jimmy Langman, age 86, died Monday, May 9th, 2022, Spring Creek Village Memory Care in Spring, Texas. Jimmy was born to Harold and Bertha Langman, both deceased, in Dubuque, Iowa. He graduated from Dubuque Senior High School in 1954. He served in the USAF from 1956 to 1959. He was stationed in RAF Uxbridge, UK, where he met his future wife, Sheena Davidson. They were married on February 27, 1960, in Dubuque, Iowa. John Deere is where he worked and retired from there after 25 years. In 1988, Jimmy and Sheena moved to Kingswood, Texas, as a suburb at a suburb of Houston. Jimmy is survived by his wife Sheena of Kingwood, Texas, a son John of Kingwood, Texas, a daughter Linda Langman of Tainter, Iowa, four grandchildren. Glenn Boehm, 81, of Dubuque, died on Friday, June 24, 2022. Private services will be held. Tri-State Cremation Center of...
You are listening to the Dubuque Telegraph Herald on IRIS, the Iowa Radio Reading Information Service for the Blind and Print Handicapped. Your reader is Marge.
And Helen.
And if you have any comments on this or any IRIS program, please call 243-6833 or toll free at 877-404-4747. And don't forget, this and many other IRIS programs are available from our website at iowaradioreading.org. Now we'll return to the Telegraph Herald and the obituaries. Jacqueline M. Hempstead of Manchester, Iowa, celebration of life 2 to 3:30 p.m. at Delhi Methodist Church in Delhi, Iowa. Lorraine M. Lout, East Dubuque, Illinois, visitation 9:30 to 11 a.m. on Monday, June 27th, St. Mary's Catholic Church, East Dubuque, services at 11 a.m. Monday at the church. Theodore V. Lewandowski of Menominee, Illinois, graveside service 1:30 p.m. Tuesday, June 28th, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Cemetery, Menominee. Ellen Schuster at Platteville, Wisconsin, celebration of life 3 to 6 p.m. today, Eagles Club, 5900 Saratoga Road in Asbury, Iowa. G.A. Trum, Reynoldsburg, Ohio, visitation 3 to 7 p.m. Monday, June 27th, and after 9 a.m. Tuesday, June 28th. Reef Funeral Home in Cascade, Iowa. Services 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 28th, St. Peter's Catholic Church in Temple Hill, Iowa. Vivian C. Wilson, Dubuque, sharing of memories, 9:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 28th, Mary Frances Clark Chapel, Mount Carmel Bluffs. Services 10:30 Tuesday in the chapel. Robert H. Palillo. Robert H. Bob Palillo of Dubuque passed away at 3:25 p.m. on Saturday, June 18th, 2022, the day after his 54th birthday, at home and surrounded by people who loved him. To celebrate Bob's life and friends, many visits may visit from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday, July 5th, 2022 at Steeple Square at 101 East 15th Street in Dubuque. A funeral service will begin at 11:30 with Pastor Katie Kemp officiating. Private family burial will be in Mount Calvary Cemetery, Burr Funeral Home at 1491 Main Street is assisting the family. Bob was born on June 17, 1968, was the seventh and final child of Alex and Leela Fagan Palillo, and was raised with his siblings on the family farm in Merrill, Iowa. He met the love of his life, Ann Rich, in January of 1999, and they eloped to Charleston, South Carolina, on May 11, 2000. The couple was blessed with two fantastic sons and 22 wonderful years of marriage. Fittingly, their last family trip was to Charleston to revisit the site where this marriage began. Bob's family would like to thank Dr. Pashtun Hakassi and Dr. Selma Sharif from the University of Iowa Hospital and Clinics. In lieu of flowers, the family will gratefully receive your support through greeting cards and memorials in Bob's memory, which may be mailed to Bear Funeral Home or go online at www.bearfuneralhome.com.
Richard E. Merkel. Richard Dick Eugene Merkel, 90, most recently of Fort Belvoir, Virginia, passed away on March 30th, 2022. Dick will be laid to rest in Oxford Junction, Iowa, on July 9th. Please join us with Mass at 11 a.m. at Sacred Heart Church, military burial at the Mayflower Cemetery, and a celebration of life at the Legionnaire. Dick, a retired colonel and a fighter pilot in the USAF, enjoyed a long and successful career in the military, among many other interests. Born March 20th, 1932, in Mason City, Iowa, a son of an Iowa school superintendent, schooling was always an important part of his life, as was baseball. He finished high school in Oxford Junction, and after graduating from Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, he briefly joined the ranks of the St. Louis Cardinals franchise, turning in his uniform when he received word that he was accepted into the Air Force. Dick spent the next 27 years in the military in key strategic and tactical commands. After assignments in Germany and in many other countries around the world, he flew over 150 missions in Vietnam in support of U.S. operations in Southeast Asia. He had several important activities in the Air Force. Right after his passing, Dick celebrated Right before his passing, Dick celebrated his 90th birthday with family and friends. Dick is preceded in death by his parents and his daughter, Regina. Dick is survived by his loving wife of 31 years, Roxy, brother William, sister Mary Denise, and daughters Judy, Jacqueline, and Anne, stepchildren Eric, Kara, grandchildren Kyle, Michael, Tessa, Daphne, Seth, and Brooklyn. Also surviving is his first wife. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that you make a donation to Loras College Fund in Dick's honor. Nasa Khatib, Scales Mound, Illinois, April 21, 1930, June 23, 2022. Nasa Jito Khatib passed away peacefully on June 23, 2022, at his home in Scales Mound, Illinois, with all his family by his side. Nasa was born and raised in Damascus, Syria, coming to the United States to attend Indiana Tech in Fort Wayne, where he earned degrees in mechanical and civil engineering during the fall of 1957, where he met his dear wife, Myra Lynn Burgett, as he started his engineering career. They customized their wedding ceremony by blending their Muslim and Christian faiths. God and family always came first, and Nasa counted his many blessings every day. Together, Nasa and Lynn had five children, nine grandchildren, and three great-grandsons. Nasa lived by the motto, "Family is the nucleus of a strong society." His greatest joys include spending time with family and also interfaith dialogue with the Children of Abraham in Dubuque, Iowa. Graveside services and burial were at Greenwood Cemetery in Galena, Illinois. The Miller Stank family home of Scales Mound assisted the family. Carmelita Dean. Carmelita Dean, 73, of Dubuque, passed away Thursday, June 23, 2022, at home. Family and friends may gather to celebrate Carm from 4 to 7, Monday, June 27, at Ingelhoff, Sigurd, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory on 2659 JFK Road in Dubuque. Carmelita was born May 10, 1949, to Edward and Dolores Betcher Correll. She is survived by her children, Ken, Dean, Amy Handelman, Schwantel, Schmidt, Dan, Dean, Dennis, Karina Dean, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. She is also survived by her mother, Dolores Correll, and her siblings, Ann Haas and Tom Correll. Carm was preceded in death by her father and her husband, Jerry Dean, on August 19, 2016. In lieu of flowers, Carmelita Memorial Fund has been established. The Egelhorf, Siegert, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory is entrusted with arrangements. Bruce Merriweather. Bruce Merriweather, 84, of Dubuque, died on Saturday, June 25, 2022. Arrangements are pending. Egelhorf, Siegert, and Casper Funeral Home and Crematory on 2659 John F. Kennedy Road is assisting the family. Sandra L. Dew. Sandy Dew, 69, of Dubuque, died on Sunday, June 19, 2022. Services will be held at a later date. Tri-State Crematorium Center of East Dubuque, Illinois, is assisting this family. And finally, Alan C. Kempke of Platteville, Wisconsin, age 56 of Platteville, died on Monday, June 20th, 22. Private services will be held. Tri-State Cremation Center of East Dubuque, Illinois, is assisting this family. May they all rest in peace.
We have a few more obituaries. Ruth H. Heim from Dyersville, Iowa. Ruth Helen Heim passed away on May 11th, 2022. Ruth was born January 17th, 1949, in Bellevue, Iowa, to Robert F. Helm and Bernice Rolling Helm. Graduated from Leo High School in Holy Cross, Iowa, in 1967, and then attended Patricia Stevens College in Chicago in 1968. Ruth was accepted a position at United Airlines, where she worked for 36 years until her retirement. She worked in reservations, special charter flights, and Hawaii vacation packages. Ruth met the love of her life, Bob Chabak, and they were united in marriage on July 28, 1979. They settled in Roselle, Illinois, where they bought and renovated a home together. They enjoyed antique and crafting. Ruth and Bob had a wonderful life together until his passing on July 12, 1999. Ruth always made sure that family and friends received birthday and holiday cards. Ruth was a caregiver. Family and friends that were in need were always a priority. Travel was important. Ruth was preceded in death by her husband, Robert, stepdaughter, Stacy, and son-in-law, Matt Fiala, parents and stepmother, Shirley Heim, nieces and nephews, Heidi Helm, and many others. She's survived by her stepdaughter, Kim Chabak, and many grandchildren. A memorial service for Ruth will be held at DuPage Memorial Chapel, 1951 West Washington Street, West Chicago, Illinois, on Saturday, June 25th, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 12:30, with a service beginning at 11:30. Visitation will also be held at St. Francis Xavier Grade School in Dyersville on July 2nd, 2020, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., where memorial service will commence at 12 noon. Private burial services will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, please send donations to Camp Courageous and Kramer Funeral Home in Dyersville is assisting the family. Marianne Puff, 83, formerly of Dubuque, died Saturday, June 11th, 2022 at Tranquility Hospice at Kennesaw Mountain in Marietta, Georgia. Visitation will be from 9:30 until 10:30 at the Church of Nativity. The Mass of Christian Burial for Marianne will be held 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 20th, 2022 at the Church of Nativity. Marianne was born June 27th, 1938 in Rayville, Nevada, the daughter of Anton and Dorothy. And she married David Clinton Puff at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Manchester, Iowa. She graduated from Dundee High School in Dundee, Iowa, and was a nurse assistant before marriage and homemaking. Many survivors are still existing, and Mary will be in lieu of flowers. A memorial has been established for the Dubuque County Humane Society.
Marianne Knutson. Marianne Reese Knutson, age 82, of Dubuque, passed away peacefully at 1:49 a.m. on Thursday, June 23, 2022, at Stonehill Care Center. To celebrate Marianne's life, family and friends may visit from 3 p.m. until Sunday, until 6 p.m. on Monday, June 27th, at Bear Funeral Home, 1491 Main Street. Burial will be at Mount Calvary Cemetery at a later date. Marianne was born on March 9, 1940, in Bellevue, Iowa, daughter of Paul and Agnes Evan Reese. Marianne attended grade school at St. Donatus, Iowa. She was a hard worker who was employed with Ertl St. Regis Paper Company and at Montgomery Ward in the catalog department. She did housework for older people in the community who really needed and appreciated her help. Marianne was united in marriage to William Knutson on August 19, 1961 at the St. Donatus Catholic Church. They were blessed with three children and 47 years of marriage before Bill passed away on May 9, 2009. Marianne was a wonderful wife, mom, grandma, and sister who will be greatly missed by everyone who loved her. Those left to cherish Marianne's memory include her children, two grandsons, a great-granddaughter, her siblings, and her sister-in-law, Jean Noonan, in Dubuque, Iowa. Mary was preceded in death by her parents, her husband, William Knutson, a son, Jeffrey Knutson, and her siblings, a sister in infancy, and two brothers, Paul and Rich. The family will thankfully receive your support through greeting cards and memorials in Marianne's memory, which may be mailed to Bear Funeral Home, 1491 Main Street in Dubuque, Iowa, 52001. Attention, Marianne Knutson family. Online condolences may be left for the family at www.bearfuneralhome.com. Nancy J. McDonald, Lakewood, Colorado. Nancy J. McDonald, 60 of Lakewood, Colorado, formerly of Dubuque, died Tuesday, June 14, 2022, after a brief illness, surrounded by her family. Private family services have been held. Nancy was born on March 22, 1962, in Dubuque, daughter of J. Bruce and Catherine Dilworth McDonald. She graduated from Waldorf High School and St. Catherine University in St. Paul, Minnesota. Nancy was a loving mother to her two daughters, who were the light of her life. Spending time with family was the most important to her, and she affectionately had a special place in her heart for her grandnieces and nephews, their beloved Grantie Nancy. Both in living her life so generously and through her wish to be an organ donor, Nancy gave the gift of life to others. She is survived by her two daughters, Emily and Nikita, five siblings, several adoring nieces and nephews. Memorials may be sent to Iowa Donor Network in memory of Nancy at 550 Madison Avenue, North Liberty, Iowa, 52317.
Donald L. Stower. Donald L. Stower of 80 of Dubuque, Iowa, passed away on June 22, 2022, at home surrounded by his family. Visitation will be from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday, June 27th, at Leonard Funeral Home and Crematory at 2595 Rockdale Road, where services will be at 11 a.m. Burial will be in Dubuque Memorial Gardens with military honors accorded by the American Legion Post 6. Donald was born on August 5, 1941, in Dubuque, Iowa, son of Frank and Dolores Stower. He was a member of the graduating class of 1959 from Dubuque Senior High School. He also attended the University of Dubuque for 2 years. On May 18, 1991, Donald married the love of his life, Bonita McCartney, at the Dubuque Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Donald honorably served in the United States Air Force for 4 years and was a member of the American Legion Post 6 and the Moose Lodge. He's preceded in death by his parents, Frank and Dolores. He is survived by his wife, Bonita, stepdaughters, and Michelle, John Peterson, Angela Lafolos, Tina Mitch Hansen Pitts, and Stacy George Saffron Trents, nieces Chris Byron and Linda. Thank you to Mercy One Emergency Room and Third Floor Staff, Hospice of Dubuque, and Leonard Funeral Home. And Jean L. Stadelska, 89 of Dubuque, Iowa, formerly of Minnesota and South Dakota, passed away on June 22nd at Ennoble Manor. Visitation will be held on Monday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Leonard Funeral Home. Jeanette was born April 8, 1933 in Minnesota, and daughter of Frederick and Veronica Forbes Ruffing. She attended grade school and business college and married Robert Stadelska on October 1, 1955 in Wells, Minnesota, and later divorced in 1978. She worked at Finley Hospital as an office manager. Jean enjoyed ceramic painting and decoupage, plastic canvas, and bingo. She's survived by her children, Bernadette Tigers, Mark Tiggers, and Mark Stadelka, and Stephen Stadelka, Tammy's the wife, grandchildren, and many others. Jean was preceded in death by her parents, Frederick and Veronica, brothers Robert and John, and sister Mary Kay. Helen M. Bulow, age 96 of Dubuque, passed away at 6:20 a.m. Saturday, June 25th, at Bethany Home. To celebrate Helen's life, family and friends may visit from 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 28th, at Bear Funeral Home. Services will be held at 11:30 on Tuesday at Holy Ghost Catholic Church, 921 Central Avenue. Burial will be at Mount Calvary Cemetery. Helen was born on February 27th, 1926, in Balltown, Iowa, the daughter of Frank and Catherine Sigworth Link. Helen's family would like to thank all of the nurses and staff of Bethany Home and Hospice of Dubuque for their kind and compassionate care of Helen. That brings us to the end of today's reading of the Dubuque Telegraph Herald for today, June 27th, 2022. I'm your reader, Marge.
And Helen.
Support for this reading comes from the DuPaco R. W. Heffer Foundation. The Telegraph Herald can be heard each weekday at 2 p.m. All programs heard on IRIS are intended solely for the blind and print handicapped. If you have any questions or comments on this or any IRIS program, please call our office toll-free at 877-404-4747. And thanks for listening.